back. We're great today. Good to have you back, darling.
Thank you. I am so happy to be back. I actually have to tell a story later.
We will. Okay. We will get into that as well. Producer Ryan here.
He's got a story.
You walked around smelling your hand all day because you were afraid you still smell like skunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we put up the picture over the weekend on our Facebook page, Big Jim's House WCSX. You caught the skunk, so it's over, right? We're done.
One of them I caught, and there's another one.
What?
Yep. So, all right. Friday, me and Heidi stayed downtown after our Coney wedding.
Oh, by the way, Aaron, you would have been very proud. Ryan dressed to the nines for the Coney wedding.
In a real outfit, well, not that stupid motorcycle.
Oh, yeah. No, I wore great dress shoes, tucked my shirt in. Well, I had everything. Bit.
Yeah, you wouldn't even recognize him.
Yeah.
So you had, like, your best clothes on
best
Friday.
Best clothes on, my okay only pair of dress clothes.
Okay.
Wow.
So we stayed out all night and just had a great time. But we get back, and as the Uber pulls up to my house, I've had a trap set up. Everybody knows that. As the Uber comes up to pulls up to my house, his light's shining in my yard, and I see a skunk running across the yard.
Oh, no.
So me, I've had a couple of pops at this point, and so I'm get fired up. I'm going to chase after this thing, see where it's getting in from. So I take off out of the Uber, run up to the fence going into my backyard, and that's where I had the cage set up, right? Mm. And then I look at the one running. All of a sudden, I don't realize that there's one in the cage. And right as I go to turn around, boom, I get sprayed.
Well played. Well played.
Okay, the first thing that's wrong with that story is I wanted to chase after the skunk to find out where it was going.
You're at that point now where you've turned into the wacky farmer from a Looney Tunes cartoon. Get back here, you skunk. I'll give you a rest refresher.
Oh, yeah, no. The next morning, I realized that was, well, I don't
a
know
very
what
bad
I was
idea.
Yeah. I just like, what were you going to do? Like, I just wanted to see where it was going to go.
One of those beverage-induced moments.
Chase a terrifying creature so that it sprays me.
Jay says, you know the best thing to do right now? Catch that skunk with my bare hands. That's what I'm going to do.
So I had to get completely stripped. I stripped down completely in the front of my house.
I'm sure your neighbors were just overjoyed.
Threw all of my clothes in a garbage bag and then went in and just sprayed Dawn soap all over me. And I mean, it's not on me now, but.
So you got one, but there's one more
left. I got one and there's one more left. And now Heidi's texting me that I woke her up because it's either in a fight or getting it on underneath the house.
Well, you have to figure out if you caught Pepe Le Pew in the cage or a female.
Well, that's the thing. They said you can't tell unless you turn it over. And well, I'm not doing that.
Well, after a couple pops, maybe you will.
Why not?
You already chased after one.
They're getting freaky underneath the house right now. Just leave them alone.
Yeah, so something's happening. But I got to get this one, and then I'm going to board it up. But I know, I don't think there's more than, I think this is the last one there.
How do you know if they're, do they make noises or something if they're getting freaky underneath the house?
Oh, yeah, it's really violent sounding.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Really?
You ever watch animal shows when they're like,
only when I'm alone.
Wrestling?
Yeah. When they're wrestling?
What?
Well, I'd say anything.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
I think I'll have some breakfast wine.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
Hi, I'm Brian Scudamore from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Are these the young people I've heard about?
Yes, sir. These are them.
All I have to do is...
Just want a heads up. When I was leaving Waterkeet this morning, it was pretty sloshy out there. So if you need the list, we'll text it right to your phone. Of course, the keyword is...
School. The number, by the way, is 248-398-9279. Yeah, that list keeps growing up there on the television.
From what I understand, it's like, what, 36 right now. So you're going to get one of those Slurpee drives when you're driving through that. But it's a good morning.
What's a Slurpee drive?
Yeah, you know, like when stuff starts kicking up off the roads? It feels like someone's throwing a Slurpee on your car.
I'm giving you a hard time.
The Slurpee car. Well, producer Ryan caught one of the skunks. And apparently the other skunks are now in the middle of having some sort of wacky Showtime PM after 11 thing underneath the house.
What else are they going to do?
That's true. Nothing on TV this morning.
It's winter.
So it's kind of like...
What do you call this month?
February.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. Jerry in Chesterfield, good morning.
Hey, buddy of mine's got an issue with some raccoons. He finally got rid of them, but he actually put a security camera underneath the house in his crawl space so he can keep an eye on these raccoons. May want to do that.
Well, we don't want to watch these skunks if they're getting all freaky underneath there. Maybe then we could sell the video.
No, but you want to see where they're coming in at.
That's a good point.
I'd rather sell the video.
Can we sell the video, Jerry, if we just put the right music behind it?
I'm telling you, there is someone out there that will pay for that.
Is there? Can we tell them, what's a good title for a skunk sex video?
Hey, Pepe Le Pew does his best.
Yeah. Pepe Le Pew doing you. I don't know what. Okay. Mm. All right.
No, I got to think about that one.
Okay, we'll work on it, Jerry. All right, buddy. Thanks for a heads up, though.
All right. Bye. Darling, you found me.
Okay. Yeah, we got to work on that. So you really think that's what's going on underneath your house here, Ryan? You got the skunk going freaky. Now, quick pro tip for you. If one of the skunks shows up to your house dressed as a pizza delivery man, you know they're filming stuff underneath your house. I'm just saying.
Hey,
just saying.
You know, you never know.
Imagine my surprise when the pizza man was a skunk.
One idea at a time.
I did my Shark Tank pitch. I'm good. Producer Ryan here and Angie. So my son Adam, our youngest, is doing driver's training. First time on the freeway last night.
Did the snow fall yet?
No, it was 5 p.m. They threw him out there. Do you know how hard it is to get anything out of a 16-year-old? How was it?
Good.
Were you nervous?
No.
What was it like?
All right.
Him and his friends go bopping off to go play Call of Duty. You're like, good talk!
And meanwhile, he's got, like, sweaty armpit stains and...
No, that's mom.
Ah!
That's mom.
For being all nervous in the car.
Kathy will not ride with the kids. Once they get their permit, which he's got, he gets to the end of this week, takes a test to get his permit. She will not do the ride-along stuff. She gets too stressed out. I get to do all of that.
Hey.
I know. I don't remember the first time going on the freeway, though. Were you nervous about going on the freeway?
Hell no. I've been stealing my mom's car for so many years prior to me even going to driver's training.
No, I meant legally driving a car, Aaron. Not, seriously, so you were cool.
I was like, let's do this.
And you were riding around on go-karts and stuff, so you were fine.
Yeah, and you got... I feel like everybody got... Their parents let them drive, at least like up north or stuff like that.
I think so.
I think I was like 7 and my dad used to let me sit on his lap and drive the car home from church, you know, just do the steering part.
Really?
Yeah.
I did that. I told you I sold my, my grandpa left his Corvair on the side of my mom's house during the summer and there were no keys in it. So I would go out there, my mom would go off to work and I'm just kind of hanging out of the house myself. I'm 13 years old and I would go sit in there and pretend to drive the car. Well, a Corvair had the key up on the dash. So I reached out. There's no key. And I just pretended to start the car, right? Like you do. I turned it, and it started with no key.
Oh.
I don't know why. So I drove that car all around that summer. Every day. I would get in the car and drive around the neighborhood. I'd go up and down the street. I'd go out. I never got on the freeway, but I got it to like 50. And then I made sure I parked at the exact same spot. My mom never found out.
But did Grandpa?
No.
Really? Nope, you nope. never got... Well, she...
Nope. Wow. I told her when I came back, I was like 22 years old. I told her I was in the service.
They never caught you?
Up to that. Yeah.
Wow.
I drove that car for hundreds of miles, and I'd fill the gas thing up to the exact amount.
That's the biggest part, though, is you got to put it back right where you found it.
That's how I got busted.
Seriously?
Yeah. We lived in an apartment building, and somebody parked in my mom's spot. I came back, and I couldn't park the car there.
That's a good one.
I was like, damn.
Can you move your car so I don't get killed by my mom, please? That would be good.
I didn't even know whose car it was.
Do you ever get busted borrowing the parents' cars?
Not my parents' car. We stole my buddy's brother's Shelby GT, the old school Mustang. He had a whole kit on it. We thought it was super cool. We took it, just wanted to drive around the subdivision. Then we got back, and that's what I was saying. Good thing he parked in the right spot. We parked in the right spot, but we couldn't figure out how to get the key out of the ignition. Because there's, in those old, like the GTs.
You have a little clip on
the
top.
The little clip, yeah. And we had no idea, so we got caught red-handed sitting in the car trying to figure it out. Oh, it's not good. Not good.
Is that worse than mine?
Yeah.
Okay.
You probably want to know how to take the keys out of the car before you steal the car. I know we've had this conversation before, right? We've done this on the air. Other than a hospital, where were you born? People have been born all over the place. We've had people born in the back of cars and stuff, and babies just tend to come out when babies want to come out, right?
Yeah, I remember that one lady that said something about a kitchen, a floor or something.
Wasn't that in a Monty Python movie?
Well,
or something?
That too, but no, like, I remember the phone call. She's like, oh, I had my son in the kitchen. I was like, oh.
Really? 248-398-9279. I vaguely remember that. 248-398-9279.
Whatever. I don't know what I had for dinner yesterday.
Okay.
I could be making it up. Who knows?
So this is a 911 call or an England 999 call. They're on the M5, the freeway, and they call 911 because it's about to be. And let's just go out and use the word. Okay, it's the most British report of a baby being born ever.
Is the patient breathing?
Yes, she is. She's in labor. I think she's almost about to pop, and I'm on the M25 heading south.
Okay, for us to get an ambulance over there, too, you do need to pull over.
Right.
You just need to slow down gradually, put on your hazards.
Baby's coming out. Baby's out.
Okay, keep the baby between the mother's legs, level with her bottom. Is the baby crying or breathing?
Yes.
That's good.
He's coughing. He's coughing. Yes. Hello, mister.
Congratulations, guys. You've done really well.
Thank you.
Quite a story, delivering on the
M5. Yeah. And you'll be quick.
A lovely girl. Hello, hello, baby. Oh, we've got a baby. Hello, baby.
That was the most calm delivery I've ever heard in my life.
Baby's about to come out. Oh, it's out. Look at that. It's out. Oh, we've got a baby out now.
And then she's like, oh, he's coughing.
I love how he says, she's about to pop. Is that a British thing? 248-398-9279. I'm in a hospital. Where'd you give birth?
Very formal. Very British.
I can't imagine you're in a delivery room with a bunch of English doctors.
Oh, hello. Big old baby. Hello.
Now, we've asked this question before. You give birth in a car, right?
Yeah.
Try it away. Ready? Here we go.
All right.
Okay. Anyone listening right now who was born or gave birth in a car, the most Detroit thing to do, 248-398-9279. Is there anyone listening right now who gave birth in a car or was born in a car?
There has to be somebody.
Right. Nope. Not. I'm going to talk like you were actually physically delivered in the car. The reason we're talking about this, there's a story out of England. We have the audio. It's up now, right, Ryan? It's posted? Good? We're good? Okay. Of course, keyword is...
house.
That voice you hear is Aaron, by the way. Hi, Aaron. How are you?
I know. They forgot all about me.
God!
I'm joking.
Really?
Though. You can't forget about me.
Really? Yeah, we're moving left to right in your radio, by the way, this morning. 248-398-9279. If you wonder what we're talking about, here's the audio of the 999 call, which is like their 911 call in England.
Is the patient breathing?
Yes, she is. She's in labor. I think she's almost about to pop, and I'm on the M25 heading south.
Okay, for us to get an ambulance over there, too, you do need to pull over.
Right.
You just need to slow down gradually, put on your hazards.
Baby's coming out. Baby's out.
Is the baby crying or breathing?
Yes.
That's good.
He's coughing.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, baby. Hello. Hello, baby.
I'm still in shock that they are just so stinking calm about the whole ordeal.
Baby's about to pop. Baby's coming out. Baby's out. So he was driving it first, right? He was going like, what, 50 or something?
About 50 kilometers is like what?
35 miles an hour.
Okay, well.
Right? Somebody, still, though, you're still moving in the car. She's in the back. Hold on. Mike and Harrison, what you got, man? Hold on. Hey, bud. You know, you go to press the button.
Hey, I can't figure out how they do that, because it's not like they drive 65 Galaxies over there in England, right? They drive these little Citroens and stuff like that. So what, you got a leg out each window?
Oh, we're still trying to figure out, yeah, the British people that they gave birth. It's very polite. That's a good point. Can you give birth in a Mini?
Or an Opel?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. You know, how you do that. I mean, it's like, you can't even get lucky in the back seat in those things, let alone give birth.
Hello. Yes, you can. You can get lucky in a Mini. I tried in a Fiero once.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I'm trying to find out what car they were in.
Yeah,
I really want to know.
We're researching this now, Mike.
I need to know. What kind of car? What kind of car did she have a kid in?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to buy that one.
No. Yeah. Hmm.
But okay. Like you say, like the Monty Python movie, you know, that was hilarious. Oh, look, I got another one. Let's sell them to science, you know?
All right. Mike, we got to go. We're researching the car right now.
I know. And you know what? That's like the most important thing about the story.
Right. All right. Later, bud. There he goes.
Oh, it was in the front passenger seat. I did find that out.
Do we know what kind of car, though?
No, not yet. I can't find a picture.
You can't give birth, Aaron. Aaron V. How are you, darling?
I am actually really good, Jim.
Sounds great.
Thank you for asking.
Got you back. You got Ryan and Angie working hard in the other room here, and you guys are jumping in. So, we found this weird audio of someone in England giving birth on the freeway. And they're, A, very calm and very British. If you want to listen to the, what is it called, 999 in England?
Yes.
The
911? It's very polite as well.
Yes, it is the quintessential English one. If you want to hear, we'll text it to you, 248-398-9279. The keyword, of course, is...
house.
We're still looking for someone who actually gave birth in a car. Now, you were saying this lady in England gave birth in the front seat?
It was they said baby Harry was born in the front seat of the car, and the official location on Harry's birth certificate says M5.
So, there you go. Oh, really? Rick in Detroit, you were born in a car?
No, my daughter was. She was born actually in the front seat of a car. A 1985 Lincoln Town Car. Woodward Avenue.
I was going to say, at least it's a Lincoln. That's a pretty big car.
Well, you could probably set up an OR suite in there, have surgeons and a midwife.
It's the only Ford I've ever owned. I'm a Chevy guy, and it's the only Ford I've ever owned. And didn't make it to Troy Beaumont Hospital. She was born in the front seat of the car.
Okay. All right. And then did you keep...
Easter Sunday.
Really?
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you disclose what happened in that car when you sold it?
I did not. But he didn't ask.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Oh, okay.
All right. Have a good morning, brother.
You too.
All right, guys. Okay. So where has Aaron been for the past week? Coming up next, we'll talk about it.
It's a deep conversation.
Yeah. Hang with us. It's Big Jim's House. Burbs players around 8:40 this morning. Big Jim, and glad to have you back, Aaron V.
I'm so glad to be back. And you know what? I need to say thank you. To, you know, you and I had talked while I was gone a little bit, and, you know, you said what you had to say, but you wanted me ultimately to tell my own story about what happened.
Absolutely.
So I'm very open and honest about everything. Everybody knows all my business. You know, divorce is whatever. But the last year and a half has been brutal for me. We, you know, I had a divorce. I had to buy a house. Then I had a tree fall on my house. Then I had to have a partial hysterectomy. Then I had a gallbladder rupture. Then I had a guy hit my car and run. And then my dad got diagnosed with terminal cancer. So it's just been like,
yeah.
And then he passed away. And it's just been one thing after another. And most of that stuff doesn't happen to people in a lifetime, let alone in a year and a half.
They always say, like, you know, that you're only given what you can handle. But we're like, I don't know that anyone can handle just the scope of the past 18 months.
And that's the thing. And I'm very open and honest about, you know, the things that I struggle with mentally. I have PTSD and I have issues with depression. So I've been taking medicine for years to deal with all of that stuff. But last Monday, I just went down a dark hole and I was worried about doing something bad to myself. And that's the honest to goodness truth, because my meds weren't right. I had like ridiculous anxiety, ridiculous PTSD. So I did the smart thing and I went and I checked myself in to a hospital and got some help, got my meds back on track.
And you're in a better place.
I am in a better place, you know, and it's hard. It is hard when you get down that dark road and you can't get yourself out of it. And it was scary. It was very scary. And I know I'm not alone. People talk to me all the time on Facebook that have similar things. And there's a lot of people that I know that have PTSD. But it just, I think the straw that broke the camel's back was when my dad died, because he was my best friend. And that just sent me over the edge.
And you and I talked about it. You'd found out in November when they brought in hospice, right?
It was like a couple months. But he started to really, really get bad then. And then that's when, like, you even noticed where I was at mentally. I was just going through the motions. I didn't have it together.
You said it when we were talking on the phone. I know you've got a number too that we share with people, but anyone listening to this right now, you're never alone. You're never alone. There's someone just like Aaron, or like, I could tell stories about family members who've gone down this rabbit hole. And I'm so glad that you're open to talk about it. And I think the audience appreciates it, but there's numbers to call. There's always someone you can talk to.
Yeah, and I just want to throw that out there and let people know that they're not alone. Last Monday night, I felt alone, and I know in my heart I wasn't, but people who struggle with things, you truly believe that. I sat at my house and thought that no one loved me and no one cared.
Right.
And I know that's not true.
So what's the number, the best number?
1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-8255. That's the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. And they went tech now, too. There is a text number. You can text.
All right, what is it?
It's 741-741.
Okay.
741-741. It is so easy to remember that. But I just, you know, I got a lot of messages on Facebook from people that were concerned, and you had every right to be. And I'm an open book. You know that. I don't care. If I can help somebody that deals with similar things, I don't care. I want people to be happy, and I want them to know that they are stronger than they think. They're braver than they know, and there is somebody that loves them somewhere.
Amen. So, again, 741-741, if you text that. If you ever feel like you need someone to talk to, and then the 800 number again
is? It's 1-800-273-8255, 1-800-273-TALK.
Well, I think I speak for everybody. We're glad to have you back.
And I'm glad to be back. Now it's getting back in the routine, having people that I care about that care about me around me, and just try to be happy and positive.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. And then talk about your chihuahuas a lot.
Of course, that's later in the show.
No, we're done.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
Yeah, that's it. Take it.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
Your Xfinity home security system can't walk the dog, but it can tell you what he does when you're not around with live video monitoring you can access from anywhere. It won't...
Chuck and McComb, by the way, congratulations. Dinner and a Movie, we'll do that again tomorrow on 7:45. It's always an interesting debate when you get into what's the worst version of the national anthem you've ever heard.
Oh, because there's so many. You had Roseanne Barr.
But I go back even further.
Okay.
You think about it, a lot of people, when this really started taking issue with different versions, comes back to here with Jose Feliciano in the 60s during the All-Star game, right? At Tiger Stadium. A lot of people went crazy when he did that. So you got Roseanne, who claims she did that mockingly. She thought it was going to be funny. Yeah. So that's not how she ran. Not good. But this one, is this the worst?
You know what? We might have to let our Big Jim's House listeners, because you know what? I told you what I think it sounds like, and we'll have that discussion momentarily.
Yeah, so this was during the All-Star game. Shaq Khan comes out in Chicago with Jennifer Hudson sitting right there. Oh. They could have Jennifer, but Shaka decided to do the anthem, and just a little bit of this for you. Keyword House, by the way. Here we go.
Whoa, say does so spangled, baby. Yeah.
Not too bad.
All the land, oh. All the free, oh. And all the land.
So what key are you going to sing that in? All of them. I got it all.
You know I'm a purist when it comes to our national anthem.
Yes,
anyhow.
Ma'am. Yeah.
I want to love you, Shaka Khan. That's all I want to do. But now you made me hate you.
Oh, it's pretty rough. Now, there's something that goes on at basketball games, too, because we all remember, was it Fergie?
Fergie.
In 2018.
Let a flag was still there.
Start the engine.
There it is. I don't know. Fergie's still worse than Shaka. Although that's not the worst anthem. And if you're going to go to the book, you go to Carl Lewis, which was also at a basketball game. I think it was a Houston Rockets game. Check out Carl.
Oh.
Everybody was kung fu.
Oh, say, can you see?
Here comes.
And the Rockets, red flag.
Ouch.
Uh-oh. I'll make up for it now.
No, you won't.
For the land of the free.
Even the crowd turned on him by the end of it. Man, if the crowd turns on Carl Lewis, and this was when he was like Olympic superhero, he got crushed. So we have Shaka Khan up, right? Okay. If you want to watch that in the privacy of your own home or at work to irritate the person in the cubicle next to you, we invite you to. Why not?
Turn it up.
Turn it up. Now, one keyword, of course, is...
House.
Although, Aaron did point something out that at the beginning of Shaka Khan's version, she sounds like who? Carl Douglas?
Yeah, in Kung Fu Fighting. And so did Carl Lewis. You could mash it together.
Okay, hold on.
We'll say
everybody was.
Okay.
You hear it? And Carl Lewis, too. Play Carl Lewis.
All right.
Same thing.
Hold on.
Oh.
Okay. Or maybe Carl Douglas wrote Kung Fu Fighting and the National Anthem. Maybe that's what it is.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
Hell yeah.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX. Here's another CSX classic concert event.
The Rolling Stones, No Filter 2020, sponsored by Alliance for Lifetime Income.
It's sparkling.
You got to take it off.
Is it too blingy?
No, I told you. I've told you this.
Oh, that girl that
Candy
you dated.
Candy Delano. Her real name was Candy Delano.
So you know she liked Hello Kitty.
That's all she had was a Hello Kitty purse, Hello Kitty everything.
Oh, I'm going to have to wear the Chucks too now, just because you said that.
Ha ha. She came over to my house. My dad was like, Jim, I love all your friends except that one. Oh, my God. Hi.
I'm going to start talking like this. Hi, Big Jim. Like, oh, my gosh.
No.
No, that would annoy me. I'd punch myself in the throat.
Here, maul herself here. So hopefully everybody had a good Valentine's Day last week. And 248-398-9279. If you had a bad Valentine's Day date, because this call, we're not giving a name. Just this one, if it's true. And ma'am, if you're listening, we believe you. But just here's, okay.
I had the worst date on Valentine's Day. A guy asked me out the day before, and then he turned around, and when he came to pick me up, we went to Applebee's and sat down for 2 minutes just for his wife to walk in and say, so are you paying for her too? I guess she had been following him, and then he came to pick me up, so she tracked us all the way to Applebee's. So I'm just like, wait, are you married? He was like, well, kind of. I'm just like, now I'm stranded with an entire married couple at Applebee's with no money.
There you go.
Well, the first problem is he should have replied and said no, because it's 2 for $20, not 3 for $20. Remember that thread that was on Twitter that I was just going on and on about all my bad dates? I feel bad for her, but
that one's legendary. What was your worst date? 248-398-9279. I don't know. I can't top that. You said your worst date was when the guy
showed up hammered, drunk, like puke on his shirt, buttons not even done correctly. It was like all crooked, you know, when you miss a button.
Right.
And he goes, we can go to dinner. Fell on the ground, got back up and goes, you're pretty, but you need to lose weight. I go, oh, thanks. Turn around and start, come on, are you not having dinner with me? Fell on the rocks. I'm like, oh, my gosh. It's like one of the worst things ever.
Should you go to dinner with him or not?
Hell no.
I'm just checking. I don't know. It's a nice steakhouse. Maybe get a meal.
I probably would have had to pay for it.
No, that's true. Yeah, that's true. This morning, Stones tickets in less than 20 minutes. We'll get players for Battle of the Burbs. This video came out last year.
Last Valentine's Day.
There's a band called Hairball. They're a Kiss cover band. And they were in Sioux City, right, when this happened?
Right.
So we figured this is what happened. So people jumped all over this, go, did you see what happened over the weekend? Well, no. It's the fact that this band, Kiss, is coming back to Sioux City, so the videos resurface. That makes sense? So it's kind of like one of those things that, you know, it comes back up. How many people on Facebook get the timeline like, oh, I'm so sad that whoever passed away.
And they'd been dead for like 5 years.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I do that all the time, to be honest. I'm like, oh, they died. And people are like, oh, yeah.
FDR died. What?
Well, when I first saw it, I'm like, man, this is so similar to another video I've seen of Kiss cover band.
I'm telling you, though, if you've never seen this, it's the damnedest thing. They're on stage. Well, here's the audio. Now, of course, anything you want to see from the show, the easiest way to see it is just text us. The keyword, of course, is
house.
Now, you'll hear the explosion. At once. His hair's on fire. Nope, still on fire. Still on fire.
And he's still going.
And now one guy comes out and tries to put it out. Now two guys are out there. And they finally get it out. The dude never stopped playing with his hair on fire. How much of his hair? And he said it was like his real hair.
It couldn't have been.
And he had hairspray in.
I don't believe it's...
It can't be as real. You would know right away. Like, if it's your real hair, you'd know right away it was on fire.
That's my question. How do you not know your hair's on fire if it's not real?
You're really drunk? I have no idea.
248-398-9279. You and your friends cruising around your Geo Tracker, you guys never... Well, you had a warning, right? No smoking?
Yeah,
no,
we had a rule. You couldn't smoke in the car if we had big hair, don't care, because we would light ourselves on fire. And I didn't want my upholstery all burned up.
He hears this.
Yeah.
Somewhere in Mount Clemens. I don't know anyone's. You actually had your hair on fire. 248-398-927. I know it's a weird question. 9279. Ryan?
I lit my head on fire. Damn tiki torches around pools, man.
Tiki torches?
You gotta watch out for those.
So did you realize that your hair was on fire?
No, that's why I kind of believe this guy, too, because I didn't know. My hair was, obviously wet from being in the pool. We were at my buddy's pool in high school. And then next thing I know, I don't know if, kerosene fell onto my, got dripped onto my head, and then it lit it up. But I I was leaning up against a railing and then walked up to go jump into the pool. And my buddy's like, whoa, dude, get in the pool, man. My back of my head.
And you never knew it was on fire.
No, I couldn't feel it.
Okay, you know how I am where I try to find correlation between other rock artists and stuff that do these things?
Yes.
Wow. There's a lot of really, A-list celebrities that have caught their hair on fire.
Didn't realize it?
And I didn't realize it.
Michael Jackson did, right?
Oh,
did
that
he?
Was
the Diet Pepsi commercial or something like that?
The Pepsi commercial. Yeah, that was horrible.
You didn't know it. Were you dressed like Michael Jackson when your hair caught on fire?
Yes.
Okay, well, there you go. It all ties together.
No.
You don't like that visual?
No.
Seth Rogen dressed as Michael Jackson in a pool with his hair on fire?
Don't know.
That was good.
No.
Don't yell at me. That was a good one.
No, that was a good impersonation, but no.
Okay. No, we're going to leave it alone. We're going
to
leave it alone.
we have to.
That's what they told Michael Jackson, too.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
You define a cool dude in a loose mood.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
Sally, sell seashells by the seashore.
$5, please.
But CSX prefers rocks. It's time for the Sands 2020.
A new one. My mic just completely went out. Hi, I'm back.
I was going to start talking, but then I was
you should have. I looked over. The whole thing went dead for a second. It's fine.
But then I was like, what if mine doesn't work, too? Then I'm,
Hey, we're all good. Hey, Ryan, tell the engineers we need another rubber band. Anyway, we got our players on the phone for Stone Signature. You ready to go?
Peace out.
Whoa.
Nice. A lot of energy. A lot of coffee this morning.
All right. We got our three players. We have Dale representing the east side, Ray downriver, Julie the west side. Dale, if you know the answer, you will yell out east. Ray, you will yell out down. Julie, you will yell out west. Do not answer until you're called upon and make sure you're extra loud so everyone can hear you, okay?
Gotcha. Sure.
Julie, where are you?
I said gotcha.
She said gotcha.
I didn't hear you.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah, for sure.
My bad.
Yeah. Okay.
Later. I want to make sure I'm in.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I want to make sure I hear everybody, too.
Oh, yeah, you betcha.
Oh, yeah, don't you know?
Okay.
All right, ready? Here's question number one. What video game-based movie was number one at the box office?
East.
Dale.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
There it is.
There it is.
Well played. Okay.
That game made me feel like I was going to have epilepsy.
Sonic the Hedgehog?
Oh.
Sega.
Yeah.
The Calling Tune. Question number two. Finish the title of this Rolling Stones song. I know it's only rock and roll.
Down. East.
West.
Down. Ray.
Ray, what's the answer?
But I like it.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, no, Sound Rock, Bob Lawyer. Yeah, Bob Field, Detroit. Hey.
All right, here we go. East side with one, downriver with one. Here's question number three.
Question number three, hey.
Next Tuesday is Fat Tuesday, where people go to Hamtramck to get what doughy treat?
East.
Dale for the win.
Ponskies.
Yeah.
There we go. Hey, Ponskies, down, hey. Dude, you're going.
That was a great game.
All right, man. You get tickets for the Stones now. On Wednesday, we play a little bit earlier. So we play at 7:20. Some of the players around 7:10.
Okay.
Okay.
Julie, Ray, thank you guys so much for playing. Have a magical day. And Dale, represent your side of the hood.
East side.
Nice job, East side.
East side.
Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
You know Rock and Roll Hall of Fame guitar legend Dave Mason from Fleetwood Mac, Traffic, and Derek and the Dominoes. Now you can see him live at Motor City Casino Soundboard March 8th. Reserve your seats now. Get to Ticketmaster.com.
While you're busy on your...
Another reason not to believe everything you read on the internet, because it caused panic on Twitter and all the social medias. Okay, so there's this website called Chew Boom, and they put out an article that Red Lobster has quietly discontinued unlimited Cheddar Bay biscuits when you go eat in the restaurant, right?
Okay.
But it's not true.
Where did they get this? You can't float that out there.
Well,
if I'm Red Lobster, I'm not happy right now. You can't float that.
Well, so they updated on their website and said unlimited Cheddar Bay biscuits are still available. A representative from Red Lobster reached out to Two Boom this morning to let us know that our original report suggesting that they had discontinued a long-running promotion was incorrect. And then they went on to say, while unlimited Cheddar Bay biscuits are still available for dine-in, you can also have carry-out now.
Oh, so, okay, they just set their game up then. Okay. So the Two Boom just says, oh, my bad, and then that's it?
Yeah.
Conspiracy theory. This was a big tie-in with Red Lobster. They paid them to do that to get everyone to talk about it. That's why we're not talking about these Cheddar Bay biscuits on the air right now.
No, you're 100% correct, because why would you just throw in there that, oh, hey, by the way, you can take a dozen help for $5.29.
And we're still talking about Cheddar Bay biscuits.
I know, because they're so damn good.
Thank God, you're so easily influenced.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
So smooth.
So strong.
So cool.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
City of the Week. I'm Danielle Flynn.
I'm Joel Farm Boy Morgan.
Oh, good God. Congratulations, Farmington. You are the...
Call. I still... we can't play it, can we?
I don't think so. Because, I mean, Yeah, no.
We could.
But we're teetering on the edge with it.
So, there's this whole story about this Kiss cover band, the Hairball. And it's about the one-year anniversary when the dude's hair just went up. And he kept playing. And they were doing Detroit Rock City.
So we had this debate on whether or not it was his real hair or not. And you had proposed the question, have you ever caught your hair on fire?
Because this guy is acting like he doesn't feel it. So we had a couple people call up saying they'd done it. And Ryan, our producer, had caught us on a tiki torch. But Ryan, and that's not his real name, from Detroit, called up. And it was below the belt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he explains why in the phone call. If you want to hear it, we'll send it to you. The keyword, of course, is...
house. It should have been ouch, though.
We still can't play that?
We can't play it.
Okay. You sure?
I'm positive.
It's quite the visual.
No, it's...
Yeah. If you want to listen to it, I don't know what the hell we're talking about. You check it out and see what you decide.
Resident young guy, producer Ryan.
And why I was gone for a whole entire week, that is posted on our website under keyword house. It's also on our Facebook page, Big Jim's House. You know how candid I am with my life and how I'm an open book, because if my issues or craziness helps one person, I'm a happy camper.
It take the time. Anyone who's dealing with any issues to this morning, take a moment and just listen to what Aaron, the story you shared. And we're not doing clickbait. We just want you to know you're not alone. Again, keyword house, it'll take you right there, bigjimshouse.com as well, and hook you up there. Okay, we're done. Tomorrow morning, we're going to talk about what would you do Wednesday. Here's the angle. I was thinking about this.
Okay.
This fight between the lady in the seat and the guy behind her who punched the seat repeatedly.
This is craziness.
Wendy is all over the internet. She's even thinking about suing American Airlines because now there's allegations the guy spilled his drink, blah, blah, blah. It's been huge. If you're the flight attendant, what would you do? That's our what would you do for tomorrow.
Okay, so you're sitting in a seat and the guy just keeps punching it. You're the flight attendant that comes in between her and the guy.
Because we know what she did, but she sided with the guy.
Gotcha.
What would you do Wednesday, though? This will be interesting.
That's going to be really good.
Start thinking about it. Mario Lou will join us. Stones tickets tomorrow as well. We do that right around on Wednesday, 7:10 for players?
Yep, and we play actually around 7:20. Need to give a workforce shout-out to the city of Farmington. The whole crew is out at the 1UP Arcade Bar on Grand River in Farmington.
Hey, now. Okay, thanks
that
for having us
like
on.
Fun.
Don, we're going to go play some Galaga. Donnie's coming in next. Want to say hi to Kelly and Warren, our couple from Friday, our Coney wedding.
Aww.
Sent a note over the weekend. Everything went great. They did go to the casino in her wedding gown.
Aww.
You got to go play.
That's
so
fun.
Thanks to everybody for all the support there. Great to have you back.
I love you.
We'll see you tomorrow. Love you too. Prep.
Divorce is sometimes a reality for families, and children need their fathers more than ever to adapt to this new situation. Cordell and Cordell advocates.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.